Lots of ways to answer that question. So when I think of HR, a lot of people think of what I call comp and benny, right? Compensation and benefits. And that's different than the side that is really focusing on perhaps organizational development or leadership development, often put together, but different skill sets. Often it's one person wearing both hats and again, different skill sets. So I think it is important. I think it's really important as well to think about how to do that. I have a lot of requests. Hey, can you look at this position description? And I'm like, sure. And I'm like, really? Do they really need that certificate? Do they really need that number of years of experience? I think it's time to really switch that and say, I know that's what we thought in the past, but is it what we need now? Or can we start to lighten it a little bit so that we have more opportunity? The other place, and again, I know I've been talking about diversity, equity, inclusion a lot. It's just so important is to really look at where are you recruiting? Where are you putting the information out there? Is it the Indeeds that you mentioned, Matt, or is it other places where you might get a more diverse candidate pool? And going to Janet's chat question right there, if people have not yet read the book called The 100-Year Life, really encourage every single person to read that book. And what it really talks about is this concept of longevity of our workforce and how my daughter, who is currently 16, is not only going to live to be 100, she is going to still be healthy and thriving at 100. So this whole idea of retiring at 65 is really out the window for her unless she makes it really big and can survive 35 years without working. And so it really brings about this concept of who are we looking for, whether it's diversity in the classic sense of race, ethnicity, gender, or diversity of age, going to Janet's point in terms of how are we going to get the word back out there that we actually welcome the idea of having a diverse workforce. And maybe we can split the shifts. Maybe you don't have to work 8 hours or even 2 hours, and how we're going to be creative around that.